Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we are going to continue in our current series of studies, Character Studies of Bible Heroes. And we have selected Moses, David, Elijah, and Paul as our heroes. They all had a common experience. They went to the school of God, and in most places, this school was held in the desert. Now, in the case of Moses and David, they were shepherds. God taught them in his school to take care of sheep, because all his people are like sheep. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Now, not so with Elijah's experience. We're going right into the schoolroom with Elijah, and we're going to learn the lessons right along with him. We're going to be reading today in the 17th chapter of the 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 17, if you wish to follow in your Bible. Now, in this portion of Scripture, we are introduced to Elijah. He comes onto the scene as a mighty prophet of God. Now, he says in verse 1 of chapter 17 of 1 Kings, "And Elijah the Tishbite, who was in the inhabitants of Gilead, spake unto Ahab," wicked King Ahab, incidentally, "as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." And those years lasted for 3.5 years. "According to my word?" "Oh no, Elijah, this is not your word." Well, let's read on. Verse 2. "The word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Kereth," that is before Jordan. Elijah, get out of sight. Get out of sight. Elijah says, "According to my word." Had he forgotten that God was his boss? Had he forgotten that God had made him a prophet? Well, he's going to learn some lessons, and we're going right into the first one. And here it is. "Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Kereth, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Kereth, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. All right, now, if you please, let's consider what Elijah had to do, his humbling experience. He had to take, as it were, food out of the mouth of an unclean bird. He was a devout Jew, and the raven was an unclean bird. And if you touched one of them, you were unclean for the rest of that day. And here, he had food that was brought to him out of the mouths of ravens, morning and evening. Oh, what an humbling experience it was for this great prophet to eat out of the mouth of an unclean bird. And they stayed out there. And he drank of the brook, and finally, the brook dried up in the land, and because there was no rain in the land. He pronounced this. All right, "The word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to teach thee." Lesson number 2. Now, I'm not inferring that I'm going to cover all the lessons that God told Elijah today, but just as we mention them, this is our second lesson in the broadcast today. He was to be sustained by a widow woman. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering sticks, and he called to her and said, "Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water and a vessel that I may drink." And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her, after her, of course, and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand." And she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." Elijah said unto her, "Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel." Oh, I like to hear this. "The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." So she went, did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Now, this is lesson number two for Elijah, or lesson number three, perhaps. He was sustained by a widow lady, but he learned to say, "Thus saith the Lord," when the Lord gave him a message. And he didn't take credit for it himself. All right, let's go on. He raises the widow's son. The widow's son became ill, and he lost his breath, and he died. And the widow woman was stricken. But Elijah took that child upstairs to his room, and he laid on him three times until he was warm, and he brought life back to that child. All right. That was wonderful. Now let's go, if you please, to the miracle of the offerings of the prophets of Baal and Elijah. I'm going to narrate this because it would take too long to read it in the scripture. Elijah gathered all Israel together, including wicked King Ahab and all the prophets of Baal, which incidentally were fed in the house of Jezebel, Ahab's wife. And he said, "Let's get this thing settled. Is Baal the true God, or is God the true God?" He says, "I want you to do this. Build you an altar and offer a sacrifice for Baal on that altar. I'll build an altar and offer a sacrifice on that altar for God. And the God that answers by fire will be the true God." He said, "It's well spoken." And so the prophets of Baal built their altar. In the morning, they offered their sacrifice. They didn't build any fire under it, but they called upon Baal. Noon came, no answer. And then Elijah begins to taunt them. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, "Cry aloud, for he is a god," small g. "Either he's talking or pursuing, or he's in a journey, or perhaps he's tired. He sleeps and must be awakened." Well, they cut themselves to gather the sympathy of Baal. It never came. All right, Elijah said, "Now come over to this altar." And he said, "Pour water on this, four barrels of water. Pour it on here, if you please." They did it once. He said, "Do it again. Do it the third time." Oh, it was soaked the altar and filled the trench around the altar. And then he prayed to God, "Oh God, show us that you're the true God." All right, God showed them. He sent the fire. He burned up the sacrifice. He burned up the stones. And he dried up the trench. And they said, all of Israel said then, "God, he's the true God." And Elijah says, "Capture the prophets of Baal." They had to stand there and look at that. And they killed them. And oh, it made Jezebel furious. Jezebel was furious. And she threatened to kill him. And so he fled. Elijah fled. And he fled to the backside of the desert. And there he had a meal provided by the Lord that took him clear down to Horeb 40 days journey away from Jezebel. And God gave him his other lesson. As he was there one day, he went out, and I think I will do some reading here in connection with his lesson in Horeb. We read in verse 8, and he rose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that day, meat, 40 days and 40 nights, unto Horeb, the Mount of God, right where we found Moses receiving the law, right where Moses lived. He had a lesson to learn about Moses. And he came thither, and the word of the Lord came to him and said to him, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been very jealous that the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel, have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, slain thy prophets with the sword, and even I, only I, am left to take it away." And he said, "Go forth and stand on the mount before the Lord." It's the Mount of Sinai, I believe. "And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great storm of wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. But after the fire, a still, small voice." Do you see the lesson he's learning here? He was a mighty prophet, a demanding prophet, a miracle-working prophet. But was he bringing God into his service? There was a still, small voice that says, a still small voice that says to Elijah, "What doest thou here?" You know, Elijah had to admit, "I am run from a woman." Oh, this mighty prophet running from Jezebel. She was going to kill him. All right, his third lesson. Now the Lord says, "You go and anoint Elisha to be a prophet in your room." Now, Elijah had just said, we read it up at the beginning of this chapter. Elijah just said, "I'm the only one that's left." God told Elijah, 7,000 people in Israel had not bowed to Baal. You have company. All right. He indeed did exactly as he was told to do. He anointed Elisha to be prophet in his room. Now is he in his place, I mean. And is he to lose the value of these lessons? No, I don't think so. He passed them on to Elisha. And Elisha was a mighty prophet. Oh, that we might learn in God's school. He'll humble us. He'll show us our need of him. But certainly we will be ready to serve God and give him credit for what happens. Our Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus today that we may learn Elijah's lesson and serve thee with humble hearts. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.